Austin Threads is a nonprofit organization providing complete new outfits to referred Austin teens. And here to talk about that on Inside Austin is Tito Sandigo. He's with Austin Threads. If you want to find out more information about the organization, you can do so on the website, austinthreads.org. Tito, I appreciate you taking time here on Inside Austin to talk about the organization.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Now, let's get into it. What is it? What's the mission? How do you do what you do? And I know that's a lot of questions. Let's just start with, what is the organization? What is Austin Threads?
Yeah, so Austin Threads provides brand new clothes to youth in need, and we provide two shirts, two pants, a package of socks, a package of underwear, toiletries, shoes, accessories, and a backpack. So before COVID, and starting now again, our mission is to provide the safe and nurturing shopping experience for these teens that are referred. So they come into our shop. After they're referred, we set their appointment, and they take their time, pick out their clothes themselves, they can try it on, and then they're eligible to shop again in 6 months. But during COVID, we had started to switch to just packing backpacks. So we're still offering that as an option, but as of last week, we just started letting them come back inside again.
Yeah, I'll bet it's a little more fun for everyone if they can come in and do it in person.
100%. Now, honestly, just seeing them, sometimes they're really quiet and they just don't say much. But, you know, once they start trying on their clothes, they see how it fits them. They just brighten up, you know. It's so nice and encouraging for them to see themselves differently in these new clothes.
And Tito, you mentioned it was teens. What specifically, what kinds of teens? Are these these children that are in the foster system somehow? Or I know they're referrals. What kind of typical scenario are we seeing with these kids?
Right. So we serve ages 12 to 21. So we serve those that are currently in foster care and those that are aging out of foster care. We also serve those that are experiencing homelessness and at-risk youth. So we work with foster care agencies, other nonprofits that are dealing with the homelessness youth and even up to like the refugee services. So anyone that's at risk, we also help them. As long as we get the referral from a school, a caseworker, an agency, a city organization, we can accept them.
And you mentioned that maybe it's hard to get these kids out of their shell a little bit. I can only imagine because of maybe some of their circumstances, they're not used to getting free things from, especially free new things. Is that
right?
Kind of your experience? Are they kind of surprised? Are they maybe shocked and maybe a little bit in disbelief that you're trying to give them a couple of brand new free outfits?
Mm-hmm. All of the above. I'm sure that the caseworkers that bring them here usually tell them what's going to happen, but until you get here, until you see it, until you see that the clothes aren't just like just plain things, that they're actually new and that they're nice and they're stylish, then they're like just, I guess, overwhelmed with a different sensation of like, whoa, of that disbelief. Like, this is new. This is awesome, you know?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And you mentioned that they get the backpack and the clothes. Other than the new clothes, other than the physical items they get, let's talk about what else they get out of the experience. Are we talking about maybe a boost in self-esteem, or maybe their eyes light up? And I mean, it sounds like a good time, really. But what do they get out of the experience other than just the clothes?
Kathy Hamilton is our founder and CEO, and she noticed whenever at the very beginning how some of these youth, some of that are in foster care or the experiencing homelessness, they might never have had the chance to be in a retail environment. Like, they can't go to the mall because they may not have the resources to pay for it, you know? So coming in here and then seeing and choosing their own clothes, it's so nice. They just, from one minute, they're like so shy, to the next, they're like running back and forth to the fitting room, trying things on. It's just so exciting to see the difference and the emotions that they experience from start to finish.
And Tito, I think that's something that a lot of us take for granted. You know, for you, for me, mm-hmm. walking into a store over at the Barton Creek Square Mall and buying a new pair of shoes and walking out, that's really not that special for a lot of us. But I can only right. imagine for people who've never had the experience or are getting that experience for the first time, it's an experience that they've been denied their whole lives. It must be really special for them. Is that the case?
Yes, absolutely. Because once they're leaving, there's always just a huge overwhelming thank you. They just say thank you so much. Even if they're just picking up the backpacks, they're just always saying thank you so much. And honestly, it's really nice to see that even though they can't pay for it, their thank you is the payment for us. You know, it's like seeing them change, seeing how these clothes will change them is a thank you. That's what we get in return, you know. Seeing them stay in school, seeing them wear the clothes, seeing them happy in their new clothes, seeing themselves in a new light is what we get in return, and we love that.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Tito Sandiego with Austin Threads. If you want to find out more information about the organization, austinthreads.org. Let's talk a little bit about the history. What was the inspiration for Austin Threads, Tito?
So, like I mentioned, Kathy Hamilton is our founder and CEO. She was a CASA volunteer in San Antonio. And when she was taking the youth that were on her caseload and then seeing them what they had to choose for clothing and their shoes and seeing them dig out of boxes and barrels for less than like the thrift store clothing, she was like, I have to change this. And she began to research how to open the nonprofit that provides brand new clothing and shoes and more for these youth. And since then, we've expanded from San Antonio to now Austin, and we just opened our Houston location in September of 2020.
Oh, you're taking over Texas.
Yeah, one city at a time.
Now let's talk about how it works for the kids. What's the first step? I know there's a referral program. Mention again where the referred kids come from.
So they come from our schools, our Title I schools, foster care agencies, our homeless shelters, and city organizations that refer them.
And then can you walk me kind of through the shopping experience? Do you have a location that they come to? Is it a regular kind of retail style experience?
Yeah, so we're in a little house on Chacon, 1908 Chacon, and inside we have separate rooms. So there's women's clothing, there's a fitting room, there's a men's room, and a tween's size. So anyone who can't fit into the adult size clothes, they can go shopping there. So once they get here, we tell them what they get: the two shirts, the two pants, underwear, socks, shoes, toiletries, the hoodie or jacket, and the backpack. And then we walk them through the whole shop because they can choose clothes in whatever room they feel comfortable in. And then we let them roam free. Once we tell them this is a shop, go choose whatever you want.
And then that's it. You put it in the backpack and they walk out and they don't have to pay.
Right. So then we give them the time. We like kind of step back, we watch them take their time choosing the clothes. And then we tell them if they have any questions, we're here to help. And then once they've decided on everything that they want, we pack it up into the backpack. We give them a six months reminder slip, and then they're gone. While we're packing the backpack, we do ask them to write a note, either asking what do new clothes mean to you or where will your new clothes take you. So while we're packing it up, it gives them some time to, like, I guess, put their thoughts on paper of, like, what that experience was for them.
Do you get to read those notes? I'm curious, what do those notes sometimes say when the kids write those? Where are they taking those clothes, and what do they do for them?
Well, it's a tearjerker for sure. Yeah. Some of them are funny, some, like, to school or to new places. There's there's like, what do new clothes mean to you? Earlier this week, someone said, a fresh new start and a new beginning.
Oh.
What do new clothes mean to you? It means someone actually cared to get something for me, and it helps me from using money. So it helps them save money for something else, you know, something like that. I'm getting emotional. But where will your new clothes take you? To a new beginning. Help me look more presentable, and thank you for everything. That's a lot.
Wow.
And you can always see those notes on our Instagram and our Facebook and Twitter. But our Instagram handle is @Austin_thread.
And did I see on your website you've also got a couple of hashtags that you're using?
Yes. New clothes, free self-esteem. So it's the new threads, and the free self-esteem is what they get. You know, once they're trying things on, it changes you. You know, it lights you up. You see yourself in a different way.
Tito, where do the clothes come from? Are these donated items? Do you buy these clothes with donated money? Or where do you get the inventory? Where do you get the merchandise?
All of the above. So we have a grant writer who writes grants, thinks of new fundraising ideas, and we do donation drives with the local organizations. Currently, we have some with J.B. Goodwin in Round Rock, and here in Austin, at least. And sometimes we've had some donation bins at like some hair salons, like Red Stella. Then, with either what they bring, we either do donation drives of like toiletries or hoodie drives, underwear drives, sock drives. With the money that we get, Kathy Hamilton, she's our founder and CEO. She buys the clothes and she scours the internet for wholesale, good deals with retailers, or even ask the retailers, hey, do you have anything going on for us this month or next month, anything like that.
I love what you guys are doing, and I'm sure a lot of people who are listening now do too. Tito, how can Central Texas, how can Austin get involved with the mission? Are you looking for donations? Are you looking for volunteers? What's the best way that Central Texas can help Austin Threads?
We will accept donations and volunteers. So as long as you can go to austinthreads.org, there's a banner at the top that says volunteer. And there's also just below that a button that says to donate. So we are a DBA, so you're going to be donating to San Antonio Threads, but we're a DBA. So San Antonio Threads, doing business as Austin Threads. So don't be afraid when you see San Antonio Threads on the donate link. But yes, we will accept donations, we accept new clothing donations, we accept volunteers.
And Tito, with the last 30 seconds we've got left in the segment, what didn't we get to? What would you like to add? What did we leave out? I'll give you the last word.
I think our long-term goals are finding more retailers that we can work with and resources to keep funding the demand for the program.
That's Tito Sandiego from Austin Threads. If you want to find out more about it, if you want to take part, if you want to volunteer, if you'd like to make a donation, I'm sure they'd be happy to accept any donations you can offer. AustinThreads.org is the address. Tito, I appreciate you taking my call today.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out. Thank you so much.